Jefferson.
Thank God.
Why Chuck Berry?
And with these thoughts, we'll leave you with this last tune, which is all about wide open space.
Oh.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Doesn't know what I'm talking about. Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. A place in the clouds, a foundation of storm. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out west, but what it holds for her, she hasn't yet guessed. She needs wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the highest and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like I that long ago when she stood there and let her own folks know. She needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the highest.
Good evening, Tufts. Good evening, Medford. This is DJ Chris Tsai, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello, how are you guys all doing tonight? So, we have a little bit of a study break tonight. So we have some interesting classical and contemporary classical pieces to show you with a little bit of a break and something a bit different in between. So, I guess, without further ado, let's jump right into it. I've been working on a piece for the Ocarina recently, and it's a rather well-known piece in the classical repertoire, mostly for clarinet and cello, but hey, you know, if you can adapt a piece to the Ocarina, you may as well decide to play it, right? So, I found a really great, actually thanks to my Ocarina instructor, I found a really great recording of this piece. It's Schumann's Fantasiestück. for fantasy pieces. I guess originally it was for clarinet and piano, and then for cello and piano, in three movements. So this is Schumann's fantasy pieces recorded on the oboe and piano by Heinz Holliger and Alfred Brendel. Enjoy. That was Schumann's Fantasy Stück, or Fantasy Pieces, Opus 73. It's by played by Heinz Holliger and Alfred Brendel on oboe and piano. It's an absolutely fantastic rendition, and I honestly keep listening to this as I'm working myself on performing this piece in a few weeks' time. It is admittedly a somewhat scary piece, but I mean, it's just the way that Schumann works. I mean, his magic in the composition is just, there are moments which just really work in the interplay, but really do so off the solo instrument at the same time. Anyway, I shouldn't be blundering on about that. But yeah, we have some more interesting things coming up for you tonight, I guess. Next up is Sibelius's Symphony No. 7. And I guess, you know, having it called a symphony is somewhat of a misnomer in a sense. It's entirely in one movement. It's, I guess, the final published symphony of Jean Sibelius. It's a one-movement symphony in contrast to, you know, standard symphonies, which have somewhere between 3 and 5 movements. And I guess when he originally published it in 1924, it was originally premiered as a symphonic fantasy. But I mean, he later gave it the name Symphony No. 7 in one movement. There's some just beautiful themes and just this ridiculous orchestration that's weaved throughout the piece. It was one of the things that I studied last year in my orchestration class, and I just like to put it on the radio for now. So this is Jean Sibelius, Symphony No. 7 in C major, Opus 105, performed under the Lahti Symphony Orchestra. They're a Finnish symphony orchestra. All right, enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That was Sibelius' Symphony No. 7 in C major in one movement, performed by the Lahti Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Osmo van Veenska. So we have a little, well, I mean, so Brahms is a pretty well-known romantic conductor, but some of his pieces are a little well less known, and one of them happens to be one of my, one of my favorite classical pieces. I have to thank a friend from home for introducing this one to me. This is Brahms's Nanny, Opus 82. It's just this beautiful symphonic poem which is put together, and I'll leave you guys to listen to it, and maybe I'll make some comments on it afterwards. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Nanny by Brahms, performed by the Revolutionary Orchestra, the Monteverdi Choir, and conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. So Nanny was composed in 1881 by Brahms. It's for a full chorus and orchestra, and it sets to music the poem Nanny by Friedrich Schiller. So I just like to, here's an English translation of the poem, and I suppose it's if you were listening to kind of how Brahms set the piece, Nanny is a German word for Latin nania, meaning a funeral song, and it's a lamentation on kind of the inevitability of death. And I'll read to you the English translation of the poem, and even the beautiful must perish. That which overcomes gods and men moves not the armored heart of the Stygian Zeus. Only once did love come to soften the Lord of the Shadows, and just at the threshold he sternly took back his gift. Neither can Aphrodite heal the wounds of the beautiful youth that the boar had savagely torn in his delicate body, nor can the deathless mother rescue the divine hero when, at the Scaean gate now falling, he fulfills his fate. But she ascends from the sea with all the daughters of Nereus, and she raises a plaint here for her glorious son. Behold, the gods weep, all the goddesses weep, that the beautiful perishes, that the most perfect passes away. But a lament on the lips of loved ones is glorious, for the ignoble goes down to Orcus in silence. I'll leave you with that. This is DJ Chris Tsai on the Rainbow Theorem, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next, we have, I'll steal this from good radio friend Zach. You've probably heard him over here a few times in the past weeks if you've been tuning in. Hi Zach, I know you're probably tuning in listening to this. Shout out to you. So here's something a little different, if you will. I've played the group Emancipator on here a few times before. They're, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, a little post-rocky. I mean, a little poppy. But they do pretty cool stuff. And I found out that they actually remixed MGMT's Kids with Philip Glass's Truman Sleeps. And following with, my contemporary classical bend, I'm like, hey, maybe it'd be interesting if I throw this up on here. So, this is Emancipator's remix of Kids and Truman Sleeps. Enjoy.